Hi, everyone, and welcome to Total Celebrity Show. You can check me out on Twitter, at Total Tutor, Neil S. Haley, Facebook, LinkedIn, Neil Haley, Instagram, Total Tutor, Pinterest, Neil Haley, and Google+, and also on Periscope, at Total Tutor. And I'm excited to welcome the program from HBO's Westworld, Angela Serafian. Angela, thanks for calling, and how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me today.
Absolutely. I'm excited to talk.
I had the premiere last night.
Oh, right. Fantastic. So that was a lot of fun.
I had the premiere last night, and it was a lot of fun. We had a really great time. The show is so beautiful.
Yeah, we're hearing a lot of great things coming up. People are just really excited about the day, October 2nd, aren't they? And the launch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's been a long time coming. We shot the pilot 2 years ago, so we're really happy that it's finally going out there for people to see.
So you were keeping it a hush hush, right, Angela? You got the part, but you can't say anything. Go through all the filming, all these different things, and work with such an amazing cast, but really can't tell anybody about it, right? And now finally, on October 2nd, you can start to share more, right?
Oh, yeah. Everything was rather secretive on the show, and it was secretive from the first episode to the very last. So we didn't really know what was going to happen from each episode, which made it really, really exciting for us as well. So I think now that the show's starting and people are going to see it, I think they'll live that experience as well, because they won't know from one episode to the next episode what's going to happen. So it's really exciting for it to finally go out, and I'm curious to see how people will respond to the show.
So tell me a little bit about Westworld. I looked back and did my research, and it basically came from a movie before, right, Angela? Is that correct? And
That's right. Hmm. Yes, yeah. It's based on Michael Crichton's book and his film from 1973, and that was the original inspiration. But Westworld is really a Western that meets a science fiction film. So it's like a vision of the future, which includes visions of the past. It's a very immersive experience and kind of the synthetic Western. And the series inverts the premise of the film. So in the film, instead of like being about the guests who are victimized by robots that go crazy, the series is really about the guests who are the perpetrators against the robots. And the hosts are like these ultimate method actors. There's this kind of purity about them. They live in this full Western world. They don't know what time it is, like in terms of the year or technology and where in the world. They just see the current world that they're programmed to live in. And so they're created for our guests. Then the guests can come out and live whatever fantasy they have, whatever desires that they'd like to meet. And it could go crazy because there are absolutely no rules. There are no consequences to any actions they take.
I mean, I find this really fascinating. I'm a huge science, into the science fiction, and then involving the Westerns. And you know how popular they're getting now, Angela. I mean, they are huge in the last 2 to 3 years. It's become so popular, and put that mix together, and wow, what an opportunity for you and the show.
Yeah. I think this show is so pertinent to today, because it's really the direction that we're going in. And I personally love Westerns. So when I started working on the show, and working even before I got the part, I was watching the original film, and then I was watching these Westerns that we kind of grew up being, you know, like The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, and Once Upon a Time in the West, and The Magnificent Seven. There's so many. And so now to be a part of something like this is just, I feel very lucky.
And the cast, Angela, I looked at the list of the cast and I said, wow. I mean, an all-star cast for sure, isn't it? Working with such talented people.
Yeah, they're not only really talented people, but they're really great people too. I think we really lucked out on this show because everybody gets along and genuinely gets along really well. And they're so down to earth that you don't feel necessarily all that intimidated to work with them on the show. The story is so important that you know, we all get together to tell this kind of beautiful story. So it's like, it's such a pleasure going to work every day.
It definitely is a pleasure. And again, from your career so far in acting to work with people you've watched in so many amazing films. And it's great to know that the cast really gelled together and they see that the most important thing is the story. We've seen such great shows that have come off of HBO, right? With such talented casts. I mean, when you got this, you said, we just could name them and then just fantastic shows and you're going to add to that mix. And I can't wait to definitely tune in for sure.
Yeah, I feel very lucky for that reason. I've been a fan of a lot of the shows on HBO for a very, very long time. They've had an impact on my life. Even today, I really got into The Night Of, and there's an animated series called Animals. And so I think that they always create very unique and great, meaningful shows. So I feel lucky to be a part of that family.
Let's learn about your character. Tell us about your character on the show.
So Clementine Pennyfeather is best. She has an amazing name, and she's this beautiful host. She's one of the more popular attractions in the park. And I work very closely with Tandy Newton's character, Maeve. And so they work at the saloon in Sweetwater.
Okay.
And men come to see them to make their fantasies reality.
Just like those old West movies, those shows and stuff, right? And
that's right. Yeah, exactly.
And
the difference, though, between Clementine and most other girls is that she genuinely falls in love. She falls in love with the men that come, or women, and she doesn't do anything that is destructive, but rather everything comes from kind of a pure place.
All right. So again, October 2nd, the debut. I know you're going to be going crazy on social media that day, right? For sure. And hitting up and saying, who's tuning in?
Oh,
check it out.
Yeah,
and all that.
Yes, definitely. I'll be there. I'll be on Twitter and Instagram. And I can't wait to hear what people think of the show once they see it on Sunday.
And as I've heard, the reviews are fantastic, and another winner for HBO for sure. Angela, where can we follow you, find information on you, and learn more about you? Where can we go?
I have Twitter, and I also have Instagram, so you can follow me directly on there. And I think those would be the best options. Those are the best outlets.
As Angela Serafian, is that is that pretty much everything for Twitter, Instagram, and all that?
Yeah, Angela Serafian, exactly. Just my name. And you'll see a little blue check mark, so you'll know it's definitely me.
Yeah, and that's exciting. And I was checking out a lot of your different stuff that you do with modeling and other opportunities coming your way. So congrats on all the success and continue to grow as an actress. And I hope to hear huge things from Westworld. Maybe we'll be tuning in next year and saying, hearing awards and all these different things. So best of luck. Good luck with the show. And I appreciate you calling today.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I hope so.
All right.
Have a great time, and thanks so much for having me on your show.
Take care, Angela. See you later. Okay. Bye-bye. You're listening to Total Celebrity Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.